This is KXRY Portland, streaming everywhere online at xray.fm. You see, we're in the neck of the woods at 107.1, 91.1 FMs. Catch us in the coast, Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach. 91.7 FM will get you there. Radio is still yours. This is The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly, coming to you every Sunday from 8 until 9. Swinging on a vine, picking the ripest fruit off of the soundtrack tree. Well, here's some music by Ennio Morricone to the sequel of La Cage aux Folles 2 from 1980. A film as harmless, sentimental, and unsurprising as any primetime sitcom, only with a twist of French and Italian hijinks antics.
Oh, don't do that.
With the exception of Ennio Morricone's music, here the plot thickens all over the place.
Gonna get you.
I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. It might hurt you, hope you don't lose your mind. Well, I was just a boy, about 8 years old. You threw me a Bible on that Mississippi road. See, I love you, Papa, you did all you could do. And they say the truth hurts, so I lied to you. Yes, I lied to you.
Here's music from the dramedy film Rental Family. Came out last year, not too long ago, with the score by Yonzi, the singer of Sigur Rós, and Alex Summers. We heard Funeral Choir. It was a story that's set against modern-day Tokyo and follows an American actor, played by Brendan Fraser, who struggles to find purpose until he lands an unusual gig working for a Japanese rental family agency, playing stand-in roles for strangers that ultimately blur the line between performance and reality. You dig? Rental Family was directed by Hikari.
Yeah.
Before that, an original concept soundtrack album for the genre bending thriller or horror picture, Sinners, also from last year. Set in the Mississippi Delta of 1932, starring Michael B. Jordan in dual roles as criminal twin brothers. Sinners marks the fifth feature film partnership between composer Ludwig Göransson and filmmaker Ryan Coogler. They also worked together on Black Panther and Creed.
I don't know.
The song we heard was Lied to You, written and produced by Ludwig Göransson and Rafael Sadiq, and performed on screen by Miles Keaton, an unknown 19-year-old performing throughout the film as prodigy blues guitarist, Young Sammy, or Preacher Boy. The show began with the mysterious jazzy bounce of Ennio Morricone for the movie La Cage aux Folles 2.
X-Ray FM is supported by PDX Jazz, a nonprofit organization presenting jazz performances and associated education programming in the Pacific Northwest, with a mission to evolve the art of jazz by engaging community, celebrating live performance, and enhancing arts education. More information and event schedule at www.pdxjazz.org.
Well, here is a re-release on the wonderful We Want Sounds record label from Brigitte Fontaine et Folle from 1968 for the play Nioque in Paris. Neo-Baroque composer Jean-Claude Vanet takes care of the most of the music, and together they helped expand the boundaries of the international scene with Brigitte's free-thinking, witty, and rebellious music, which has gone on to inspire musicians from Stereolab to Sonic Youth. Here is the wonderful It's Raining.
Yippee! Il pleut, c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. Je bouge, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. La nuit descend, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Ce qu'il sait faire, j'ai peur, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. Les enfants naissent, c'est tout ce qu'ils savent faire. La terre tourne, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Il gèle, c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. Je pleure, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. La guerre éclate, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Les bombes hachent, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Il c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. Je crie, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. Les mots sont froids, c'est tout ce qu'ils savent faire. C'est dommage, c'est tout ce que ça peut faire.
Four fat dogs frying fritters and fiddling ferociously.
Oh!
say so.
Film music that reeks of the 1980s, no? Here is some pretty cool thematic synth music from the movie The Long Good Friday, 1980s British gangster film, starring the great Bob Hoskins, known for his intense but sensitive portrayals of tough guys. Also starring Dame Commander, Helen Mirren. The film is set in London and weaves together events and crime of the late 1970s and comes to us with a score by Francis Monkman, a cosmic, out there, progressive rock jammer turned film composer in the late 1970s. Before that, more music from that Bridget Fontaine A Fool album from the late 60s. Bridget Fontaine is crazy. If you just dropped in with an instrumental tune by Alan Clavier called Eternal. We heard some sound power before that from Marty Gold's Music to the Limits of Audibility. Riffing on the Cole Porter song, I Concentrate on You. Well, I guess this would be a cozy fit in the space-age bachelor pad genre of music, a subgenre of easy listening and lounge from the late 50s and early 60s, when audio enthusiasts were being dazzled by outer space and exotic locations. In high fidelity, stereo technology, and multi-track recordings. Full disclosure, I complicated the song a little bit, with additional editing, just for the fun of it, as if it wasn't cartoonish already.
PDX Cat Trapper works in marginalized and underserved communities in Portland, lessening the suffering and community impact of feral, stray, and community cats through TNR, Trap, Neuter, Return. We believe we are building more equitable communities and increasing livability not just for the cats, but also for the people who care for them. This work matters because affordable and accessible veterinary care is out of reach for many. Being featured in the Give Guide increases our ability to provide these services to hundreds of animals who otherwise may not receive any care. More information about PDX Cat Trapper can be found at giveguide.org under the animal category.
Let's get into some music from the film Lone Star from 1996, an American neo-Western mystery film written, edited, and directed by John Sayles. Set in a small town of South Texas, the film deals with the sheriff's investigation into the murder of one of his predecessors decades earlier. This is one of my favorite movies, jumping around time and multi-generational. The cast includes Chris Cooper, who I like, Chris Christopherson, yeah, he's good, Elizabeth Pena, very nice, Frances McDormand, good, and newcomer Matthew McConaughey, whose biggest role prior to Lone Star was in Richard Linklater's Dazed and Confused movie. There's also a host of other very talented actors, typical of John Sayles. From this lovely soundtrack compilation, this is Fito Olivares giving us Juana La Cubana.
Sabrosura, muévete negra que esto sí es candela pura, porque bailando tú eres reina donde quiera, por esa gracia con que mueves tus caderas. Baile como Juana la Cubana,
el ritmo que se siente sabroso como jugo de manzana.
Baile como Juana la Cubana,
un paso para adelante y un paso para atrás, pero
baile como Juana la Cubana.
Para seguir el ritmo se tienen que mover igual que Juana.
Baile como Juana la Cubana.
Viendo bailar a Juana me quedo hasta las 6 de la mañana.
Baile como Juana la Cubana.
Pero mira, baile como Juana la Cubana. Chévere, chévere.
Música.
sabroso como jugo de manzana.
Baile como Juana la Cubana.
Un paso para adelante y un paso para atrás, pero con ganas.
Baile como Juana la Cubana.
Para seguir el ritmo se tienen que mover igual que Juana.
Baile como Juana la Cubana.
Viendo bailar a Juana me quedo hasta las 6 de la mañana.
Baile como Juana la Cubana.
In this old house.
Here is music from German composer Hans Zimmer for the Ron Howard film Eden from 2025, based on a factual account of a group of outsiders who settle on a remote island only to discover their greatest threat isn't the brutal climate or even the deadly wildlife, but each other. How does that sound? For the picture, the composer builds meditative tension for this survival thriller film. Yeah, he does. Before that, some soundtrack music from Hommage Noir, kind of a visual poem set to the music by Ralph Hildenbuettel to honor and highlight the culture of Africa's gods, ancestors, and ghosts who live everywhere and belong to everyday life. The music brings us ritual repetition, while the atmospheres add layers of spirituality and psychology, never emphasizing the individual as an isolated being, but part of a community. Before that, soundtrack music from Jack Goes Boating from 2010, marking the directorial debut of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. It also stars the wonderful Amy Ryan, with an assortment of songs on the soundtrack. We heard Grizzly Bear with All We Ask. Literary Arts is a Portland-based nonprofit with over 40 years of providing programs for readers and writers of all ages. Their new community space with a cafe and bookstore is located at 716 Southeast Grand Avenue. Learn more at literary-arts.org. Here's something from a double CD of concrete, electric, and destructured music, if you want to call it that, of rare or unpublished works by a splendid variety of composer inventors. This is the Belgian duo Club Morale, coming to us from Antwerp in 1985 with a piece called L'Enfer est intime, Hell is Intimate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here's film music by Reinhard Wagner for the French film Rosalind and the Lions from 1988, telling the story of a couple of circus workers and a very nice slice of the cinéma du look movement, very visual, during the 1980s in France. Before that, some borderline easy listening film music from Linda from 1981, brought to us by the prolific Spanish film director and probably king of sleazy cinema, Jess Franco. With music by Gerhard Heinz, we heard title music, Rio Amor, a short tune from the Holy Mountain soundtrack by Chilean filmmaker and composer Alejandro Jodorowsky, with Don Cherry from 1973, bringing us their quirky little TikTok sound. And then music from the 8-part Netflix series Black Rabbit, with Danny Benzi and Sander Jurjens taking care of the music, with a piece called Feels Like a Robbery, starring Jude Law and Jason Bateman as brothers forced into New York City's criminal underworld. And I'll leave it at that, if that's okay with you. This brings us to the end of our journey, pulling back into the X-Ray Station here in people-powered Portland. You can catch me with movie music and soundtracks every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. Jazz and the New Millennium coming up with Rick Mitchell in about 3 or 4 minutes, right at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for traveling with me today. Let's meet back here in about 7 days for more Sound of Pictures. Go ahead and gather your belongings to music from the movie Slumdog Millionaire, with Sonu Nigam, Mahalakshmi, and Alicia Chiney performing Aaj Ki Roop.
X-Ray. Join us for the long distance call.
Moshi moshi.
International pop, house, electric funk. Saturday nights, 1 a.m. Sunday. With your host Joe Ball. Join us on the long distance call.
Oh,
For over a decade, the Heavy Metal Sewing Circle has been shining a light on the best hard rock and heavy metal music from the